بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب وعابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري. Continuing the chapter of Maut, thinking of Maut, remembering death, and having short aspirations and not lengthy aspirations and hopes as far as the world is concerned. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my shoulders. He held me by my shoulders, فقال, and he said, كُن فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. Be in this world as though you are a stranger. Nay, in fact, you should be like a passerby. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should be in this world and live in this world as though you are a stranger. And you know, a stranger, when he lives in, comes to a place, then he's not familiar with the surroundings. He just comes to fulfill whatever need he has there. He's not a muqeem, he's not a person who is a dweller of the town. So he's not familiar with the things, so he does not become too absorbed and consumed with the things around him. What he comes for, the purpose he comes for, he fulfills that. In fact, better than a stranger, Rasulullah says, a person should just be like a passerby. Because the stranger, after a few days, he comes to know and he becomes accustomed to the surroundings. No longer he is a stranger. But a passerby, a person is traveling, for example, from Johannesburg and is coming to Overport, but he's going somewhere else. He's going to Port Shepstone, for example. So he comes here just for a few minutes, maybe a few hours, and he leaves Durban and he continues to reach his destination. Like that, you and I should be in this world. Passerby comes, we're just coming to this dunya, and our destination is the akhirah. In other words, a person should not become so attached with the material things of this world. He should not become beguiled with the glitter and the glamour of this world. He passes by, he's just moving. After some time, if you ask him, but what did you see and what can you remember? Hardly much. A person who comes to, for example, to this masjid, and he comes just for a few minutes and then he leaves. And you ask him how many doors this masjid has and how many windows and how many people were there for the salat. He won't remember because he just came for a few minutes. Like that, when a person is not attached to this world, he's like a passerby. And this is what Rasulullah advised Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu to be. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu himself then used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ السَّبَاحَ. He says, when you are in the evening, do not expect to see the morning. Maut can come suddenly. It is evening, night falls, a person can leave this world, he hasn't even seen the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ. Like how now we have Allah Ta'ala with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now awake in the morning. So when you rise in the morning, فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءَ. Do not expect to see the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. And prepare for your illness whilst you are healthy. Or appreciate your good health. In other words, whilst you are healthy, do as much as possible for your akhirat. Before you are overwhelmed with some sickness and you are unable to do good deeds then. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Allah has given you life, so prepare for death whilst you are living. Enjoy your life by doing good deeds before maut comes and then you are unable to do any good deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It's a simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should not expect to see the evening, but may Allah grant us afiyat. And when the person is in the evening, he should not expect to see the morning. All the time, our mind, our concentration should be to our ultimate goal, and that is the akhirat. We are fulfilling our needs in this world, but our main purpose is the akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah. Allahumma shukran.